Time to catch up with Mick Price, who's out here having a look at his horses at track work this morning. Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Just let the listeners into what your normal routine is on a fast morning out here at Caulfield.
First gallop about 4:30 and go through to trials about 7:00. Trials finish about 8:30, 8:45, and then the day starts.
And then the day starts. Yeah. Team's going well, though.
Yeah, we're going okay. We've got a lot of nice horses coming through. So it's just a matter of recruiting and training all the time. You've got to be feeding your stable all the time. So there's the training of them, and there's the acquisition of horses also. So we had a very busy Sydney. Actually, we've had a very, very busy sales period in general. Michael's a very good worker at the sales, you know what I mean? Both yearlings and putting things together. So I'm doing the same there. Got 12 out of Sydney Easter, which is pretty good. I think we're up to about 90. My target each year is probably about 100, so easy to get them. Still a few shares available, I would say. I don't want to even look at it. I don't want to even look at it at this stage. But you know what? We've got to have horses ongoing for the next few months. But yeah, there's some nice horses there for sale for sure.
Well, I was going to say, if you want to race a horse, give you and Mick a call.
100%. It's they're on the website there. They're sitting on the website, and there's some not on the website. So yeah, look, if you want to know, there's some nice horses there, different price ranges. So yeah, for sure.
We've got the big showdown meeting here, the Victorian owners and breeders. That's the reason why we're out here at Caulfield today. Nice brekkie for a lot of those owners here. Have you got Matteo Maher? Is that going to be able to beat Sads on Saturday?
Well, the thing is, it's 1,200, and I thought Matteo Maher is not a bad little horse. He's quite a gross colt, so he's a lot fitter, and I thought he was presented in a more forward position at Bendigo than I would have wanted. He had the blinkers on, but Craig Newitt rode him this morning. Horse works super. I'm going to take the blinkers off, put Craig Newitt on, and accept and have a look at the race and just ride him back a spot and get him to finish. So... look, I know Bendigo was pretty impressive for Sad's horse, but each race is different, so we'll probably accept and have a look at the race.
And you've got My Gold Bracelet. We'll get to see her again. She's probably a horse that hasn't really reproduced that New Zealand form since she's come here.
You know what? I was in Sydney training her every single day. I was happy with her every single day. I was saying to myself, what a great job I've done with this mare. And it went to the races and just clocked off and had a canter around and... she's got me beat at the moment. Anyway, she's coming back down here. The only race in Sydney for her was the 1st of May, so she's coming back down here. I think Liam Riordan's going to claim on her in the 1,400-metre benchmark race. And we just have to persevere, blinkers on, and keep racing her. The key to her is softer ground, which we did not get in Sydney. But anyway, she's back here to get a bit fitter and see if we can spark her up a bit.
You got your big gun Odeon up in Sydney again on the weekend. Gee, you must be wrapped with the run in the Derby Munro.
Yeah, well, she's flying. She's going really well. And we had to sort of fit a run in there. The program didn't quite work out well for us. She was unlucky first up 1,400. She went super 1,200, 3 weeks between runs now. And she worked on the course proper up there at Rose Hill this morning. We're actually putting visors on, courtesy of Michael Walker. You know, the blinkers with the slit in them, so she can have a look forward and have a look back, whatever. But she is flying and she'll be right in the finish.
Can the stablemate go close? Quantum Mechanic?
Odin's a better horse than Quantum, and Quantum's at the long end of a prep. She's had a very, very good prep. She's now Group 2 winner and ran super the other day. Bossy's riding her. She can run on in, but I'd be fancying Odium in that race.
All right. Anything else anywhere? Have you got anything going to Adelaide?
Yeah, I've got a nice colt there called Litchfield County going in the Redelva, and a nice filly called Pinkham. So just going to have a look at Litchfield County's program, but they're both going good, those three-year-olds.
Good to catch up with you. A lot of talk out here, as there has been in the industry over the last few weeks, about the guys and girls that I'm looking at here who risk their lives every morning for probably not much pay, the track work riders and the stable hands. What's your thought on the industry issue of the moment?
Yeah, good question. Oh, mate, I haven't got an answer. I think it's not easy to get people from overseas, you know. I don't think, you know, there's a lot of Australians that... don't really want to get out of bed and do the hard yards. I mean, we've got a lot of fantastic girls ride work here and boys, And they love their horses and they do it every morning. And look, they're on a fair wage for the probably 30 hours a week riding work. You know, they you can actually make a good living if you rode work and then had another job. You know, there's always work in the stable, taking horses to the races. But I don't know, people talk about academy. Well, academy's money, isn't it? You know, apprentices are money. You know, the industry pays for the apprentices. Maybe there should be more apprentices, and there probably should be, you know, apprentices that come out of their time that we need to keep in the system also. I've spoke to Alf Matthews about this, actually. He had a couple of good ideas. Yeah, he did have a couple of good ideas, Alf. He was he's the apprentices, one of the apprentice bosses in there. So I think you might want to talk to him, actually.
That's a good idea.
Mick, good to see you as always.
Good on you, Michael. Good to see you out of bed, mate.